Il y a un an et demi environ, j'ai commencé une boîte de nuit qui s'appelle Dacha. C'est très petit, c'est it's like 150 people. I do the music bookings and promotion and design and stuff. And it's just been great to have a home for DJ and have a home to invite people to come and play to. I've had a lot of guests come that are like, you know, friends and people that I'm like a fan of. A lot of people from like the Comame crew, like Lena Wilkins, Daniel Meloso, DJs Pareja, Joakim, other guys, even some bigger names like Aeroplane played. And I mean, it's really, I mean, for what it's worth, it got voted the number one best nightclub in the city. So that's something. Some people like it. But I attribute it, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's literally smoke and mirrors. We blast it with smoke, and there's a lot of mirrors. You know, I kind of apply the same philosophy that I always did with doing like illegal parties and after hours things, which is just keep it simple and keep it pretty dark. I love strobes and lasers you know, it doesn't take much to make it feel crazy and make it feel a little bit unpredictable. And I think that's what we achieve. At least I try to when I'm playing, and I try to book people that'll not be boring. But yeah. And multiculti is like kind of like reaching in a lot of different directions, but I think it's really, and we just did a really great first festival, this AIM festival, and I did like stage decoration and stuff. It's actually a concept that I really want to do with Picnic, and I spoke to Marilo and like the organizers, and it looks like we might do something in Australia, which would be a really good way to launch it. But you know, I like doing decoration, making the stage look really nice, and I have like a lot of ideas for that because I really don't like these like kind of big commercial EDM style stage things, which are like all about this big bright light shining out at you and like it's obnoxious, you know. I like something a little bit more like soft and visually appealing and trippy. So got a lot of ideas for that. Hopefully we'll get booked and I'll get a chance to do it.
Quels sont les prochains rendez-vous à donner à nos amis auditeurs suisses?
Ah ouais, en fait, le 30 à août. Moi j'ai oublié comme tous les noms des festivals et tout ça, mais Dreams va jouer avec Noema. Et moi j'étais supposé d'être sur le line-up, mais en fait, c'est horrible de le dire, mais je crois que j'ai cancellé mon performance pour y aller au Burning Man comme une vraie hippie. Et après ça, on fait un festival aussi le 3 d'octobre au Genève. Moi j'ai oublié le nom, je sais pas, mais je te jure, le 3 octobre, on va être là.
Et pour les Montréalais, on te retrouve où?
Bah, mais pour les Montréalais, peut-être il faut attendre un peu. Mais non, je vais jouer le 20e anniversaire de SAT, de la Société des arts technologiques. Et ça serait le 28, là-haut. Le jour. Et je vais être fatigué, mais avec un beau coup de soleil, comme. Parce que, ouais, je retourne de Europe le 27. Et je pars pour Burning Man le 29. Intense.